You know it?
Yes.
I know it this morning. I know that he is alive and well. He lives in my heart. Boy, good songs. All went right together this morning. They was a nervous wreck this morning. They was in there practicing before church, and they was scared practicing. And it takes a lot to stand in front of you and to sing. It takes a lot to stand in front of you and preach. And no matter how long you've been doing it. All right, so but appreciate the singing this morning. Glad you're here this morning, and I didn't come with nothing new. I reckon you understand that. I'm going to be about, it ain't going to get no simpler, and it's going to get this morning, all right? In fact, that's even the message. It's simple. It's just simple. And but I want you to listen. Hearing me is not the issue.
Amen.
All right? Listening is our problem.
Right.
Listening is our problem. You know, I don't know about you. Sometimes I'm have problems paying attention. And sometimes not paying attention gets you in trouble. Do you ever not pay attention to your speed? And the next thing you know, there's lights flashing, and it's not Christmas. It ain't because you didn't read the sign. It ain't because you didn't know. It's just because you don't pay attention. Don't listen. You don't listen to what you read. You understand that you do listen when you read. When you're reading it, I don't know about y'all, you do understand when you read something, you're talking to yourself. And you don't listen. Then we don't listen when someone else talks to us. I'm going to go back and listen to Sunday school again from this morning. And because I missed some things, I know I missed it. I was trying to make a few notes and jot down some gold nuggets that was said in passing. It wasn't even in the lesson this morning. The Sunday school lesson this morning was one of them out of the park. It didn't hit it over the fence. It was out there in the bay where Barry Bonds used to hit them balls out there in the San Francisco Bay. You know, it's like that longest home run Mickey Mantle hit way across the store parking lot on the other side of the stadium. You know, if y'all know anything about none of that, I'm just thankful for the Word of God. All right. Does anybody here have any trouble? You can say amen, lift your hand, however you want to do it. Do you have any trouble sometimes living the Christian life? How come? We got an instruction manual. We got the instructor living in our heart. But we have problems, don't we? You know, it's not complicated. It's not complicated. Some things are relatively simple. But I think the problem when it comes to us that are saved, the problem that comes to us that why we have trouble living a Christian life is that we're not willing. Our willingness is the issue.
Right.
What we're willing to do. How far we're willing to go.
You're right.
Now, I know this is carnal. This is a carnal application. But I watched a movie years ago, The Untouchables. And I don't know if anybody ever watched that, The Untouchables. And there's something that I've never got a phrase out of my mind. I probably told you before, The Untouchables with Kevin Costner and Sean Connery in it. And that was the FBI guys and fighting whatever his name was in Chicago, Scarface. Capone, Al Capone. But Sean Connery got shot to pieces with a machine gun. And Kevin Costner is over him and trying to get information. Sean Connery's trying to tell him something. And he's fighting all this evil. And Sean Connery gets out finally. How far will you go? Yeah. I always thought about that. You know, just how far are we willing to go? How far are you willing to go to serve the Lord? Now, some of you may not be saved this morning. the reason you're not saved, it's not because of the bad examples in front of you. Because there are bad examples in front of you. It has nothing to do with who offended you at church. They may have, but that ain't why you're not saved. It's not because your daddy was mean to you or your mommy left you, and wasn't because your sisters and brothers spit on you and throwed you in the toilet when you was a kid. That ain't got nothing to do with it, why you're not saved. The reason you're not saved this morning is you're not willing to trust Christ. You're just not willing. It's just really simple. Some things are just simple, you know. There's people that didn't come to church this morning. Now, some couldn't come because they were sick. The others weren't willing. Someone won't be back tonight, and it ain't because you'll get sick this afternoon, because you're not willing. Some never even think about Wednesday night. It ain't because you're busy, you just don't think about it. It's because you're not willing. Yeah. See, this thing is not hard. Now, I'm not going to preach on willingness. I'm just wanting you to understand. It's not hard. Things is not hard. There's some things it's just, you just got to do. So we're going to give you some simple thoughts this morning. Is everybody okay so far? We're going to look at several scriptures this morning. And then we'll give you three or four thoughts, and then we'll have a baptism. But I want you to think about something. All right? I just want you to think about just how simple things are. Let's pray together. Father, I come, and Lord, I understand my unworthiness. I understand how hard-headed I am and stubborn and rebellious. I also understand that none of that's of you. I understand that's all of the flesh and the devil. And Lord, I pray this morning that you would cleanse me and help me this morning to be what I'm supposed to be, what's necessary. Lord, is just to follow you. And Lord, I pray this morning that as you cleanse me, that my willingness, my desire will be just to be more like you. Lord, I pray for every heart, for every mind. I pray this morning that as we listen, as we hear and we listen, that we'll apply to our life. And Lord, I pray this morning that you might get all the glory. Touch me fresh, I pray. Give me thy power, because I have none of my own. I can't do this by myself. And I trust you this morning, and I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Again this morning, you know, things is not complicated. Jesus never made things complicated when it came to being saved. You know, if we think about this, how simple it was, he left heaven. You think about this. Now, we already qualified to needing saved. We were sinners. So he left heaven. Yes. Think about that. He come down, born in a manger, born there in Bethlehem as a babe, started a life out. He was God in the flesh to show us every little thing about God. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We beheld the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth when we look at Christ. And he come down, he was born, he grew, he was obedient as a child, he was obedient as a teenager, he done what he's supposed to do. He was found at 12 years old teaching in the temple, confounding the ones that was in the temple, all the teachers and all the ones that was there. He grew up then and followed in baptism, not because he was a sinner, but in obedience to his Father, setting an example. Started preaching. His first message was repent and believe the gospel. That was his first message. And he just started. He started calling those to follow him. He lived there for another 3.5 years there or so, give or take a little bit. Died for our sins. Died, as Cheryl sung this morning. He loved us, so he died in our place. He loved us, became our sacrifice. He died, suffered, bled, and died. Went to the cross there, suffered, bled, and died on Calvary. Buried him. We rose again the third day. Ascended to the Father. Sent the Holy Spirit to indwell every believer, that they could live the way he said to live. Give us a written word that we could have it in writing, and him in our heart guiding us, telling us how all that needs to go to get to be with him for eternity. He took all the work out of it, done everything necessary. He made it where it wasn't complicated at all. Amen. That all we needed to do was trust him. That's pretty simple, ain't it? when you think of it like that. I don't have to work for my salvation because I can never work enough. I can't. I don't have to be good enough to be saved because I can never be good enough. Think about that. I can't do enough. I cannot atone for my sin, neither can you. So he come and done it for us, and we just trust him. Ain't that simple? Ain't that simple? See, I mess up everything. I mess up everything. And I can fix a lot of stuff that I mess up around the house, and some things I can't. But when it comes to me, I can't go back and fix any mistake I made. I can't undo it. It's like ringing a bell. I can't ring a bell and take the ring back. I can't do it. It just rings and rings and rings. It goes on. Right. And my life left. But Christ come and took it away. Think about that. He made it where it was not complicated.
Right.
But yet, I have problems and issues following me. I have problems and issues doing what he says to do. I've got his written word in my hand right here. It's his written word. It's every word's his. I have Christ in my heart, hope of glory. Christ in me, hope of glory. My life is Christ, and yet I have problems. But it's not complicated. It's not complicated. I make it complicated. Have you ever made, you know, we got, now if you're a school teacher, I'm sorry, but if you're a new school teacher, I'm really sorry. They got new math. I can do it in my head, and the answer's there. But they got all that new math, and the problems are huge anymore. 2 plus 2, and you got to do all this to find out 4, and they say that's better. Well, that's silly. They making it complicated. Micah, Marcus's second one, he has problems in math. And it's not because he has problems figuring it out. They want him to show them the work. And he thinks that's foolish. Just give them the answer. He just looks at it, gives them the answer, and go on. To him, they're making it complicated. The Lord, we're making things complicated with the Lord in this Christian life. We're trying to be something that we can't be without the Lord. You understand? It's not hard. It's not hard. And we'll tell you why. Because all he says to do is follow.
Right. That's right.
It's not hard to follow. You ever watch a train go up a river? Here a while back, I went down to the river down to Nuttleburg, down below Wino, where I was raised at, and just knocking around. It was first time in a long time, maybe, was a train coming up both sides of the river. One was going one way, one was going the other. And I said, well, that's good. I got to sit there and watch 2 trains go. And you know, the engine and was first, and then there was a bunch of coal cars after it. But none of them coal cars had a motor. Not a one of them. They were following the one that had the motor.
Right. That's right.
They were all hooked to the engine, and the only one that was a pulling was the engine. Everything else was a following.
Right. Yeah.
Are you with me? See, there ain't but one this morning that's got the engine.
Right.
Ain't but one got the motor, and that's the Lord.
Hey.
And all we need to do is follow. We get in there and get hooked up to him, coupled up in there with him. Now there's a little slack. Because we're not what the engine is. You know why there's slack in a coal car or in a coupling? Do you know if it was a tight coupling that there's not a big enough engine in the world to pull 100 train car? They ain't. But if there's a little bit of slack, that engine goes, that little bit of slack in the one pulls in the other, but they're all coupled in, then they all go because that engine is enough. That engine is always enough. Everybody follow me this morning. That engine's always enough, but everything else has to just follow. You got to be coupled up. Now, if you're sitting over there on the sidetrack by yourself, you ain't going nowhere.
Right.
But if you'll couple up and follow, don't take a brain. You get coupled up and just follow along.
Yeah.
The cold car don't have to figure out what makes the engine go. He just got to follow. The cold car don't have to know where the track's going. He just got to follow. The cold car don't have to know where he was made at or who made him. All he's got to do is follow. Are you following me this morning? We're making this thing hard and we're getting discouraged and we're quitting and wanting to quit and letting our problems get bigger than us and you can't fix nothing. Just why don't you just go ahead and follow? Let him go ahead and do the leading. Just go ahead and follow him this morning. It'll make things so much simpler if you'll just go ahead and follow. It's not hard. It's simple. It's simple. A lot of you women have a problem being married. That's because you try to be the motor. You're not told to be the motor. You know, you're the helper. You're the helper. Just follow. Just follow. It'll be a whole lot easier only if you just go ahead and follow. See, it's simple. Everybody say it with me. It's simple. Everybody say it with me. It's simple. I'm going to preach to you just for a minute this morning on it's simple. It's simple. All right? It's simple. And let's just see how simple it is. All right? We understand Jesus died. He was buried, rose again. He's coming again. You believe that? And then he says what? Let's look in John chapter 1. Gospel of John chapter 1. Hang with me now, Jeremy, because we're going to go right quick. Y'all might want to look up on the wall if you get confused in your scripture. But I am reading out of a King James Bible only. And you can trust this is the Word of God. John chapter 1 verse 43. The day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Well, that's deep in it. He finds Philip and tells him to follow me. When did he find you? Did he find you? What's your name? He found you. You know what? He never told you no different than he told Philip right here. There's not a person nowhere that he didn't come and find them and just say, follow me. Follow me. Just follow me. Just follow me. Can I tell you this morning, you're trying everything, you're trying to figure everything out, and you've got messed up, you've got sidetracked, you up here in the brush. All you need to do, just go ahead and just follow him. It's not hard. It's simple. Just follow him.
Amen.
I mean, what's hard? You got a Bible? Read it. It's simple. You're allowed to pray at any time. Go ahead and do it. It's simple. We got church. You don't cost you nothing to come to church. People say, well, you got to pay tithes. That ain't got nothing to do with coming to church. Huh? That ain't paying to get in. Oh, you understand? We're not a theater that you're paying for a ticket. Huh? But you get to come to church Sunday. We offer twice.
Yeah. Amen.
You get to come to church on Wednesday. That's another time through the week. It's not hard. It's not. It's simple. Huh? Is that simple or not? I mean, listen, I'm from Winona. Huh? Brother Rick says he's from Nowland and he can figure it out. Listen, I'm from Winona and I got that much figured out. Huh? We still okay? He says, follow. How about John chapter 10? John chapter 10. We still okay? Everybody with me? Gospel of John chapter 10. Let's look at verse 4. It says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. We're speaking of the Lord. Let's go ahead and start at verse 3 so we make sure you understand. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. There's the motorman. Okay. Verse 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Sound me like he's leading. And the sheep what?
Follow him.
Now here may be where the rub comes in. For they know his voice. That may be where the rub comes in. Huh? Do you know him this morning? Huh? How about verse 5? And a stranger will they not follow. And a stranger will they not follow. Huh? but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Just follow. Know his voice and follow. Are you with me?
Yes.
I told you it's going to be simple. Listen, maybe next year after I graduate, I can preach you a college message. Okay? I'll graduate sometime next spring, and we'll have our graduation ceremony, and I'll give you a college educated. Until then, I'm going to give you just what I got. It's not much better than free school. So. Let's drop down to verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they, say with me. It's simple. It's simple. Just follow him. Just follow him. Don't follow the world. Don't follow the politics. Don't follow everything you hear going up and down the road. Follow him this morning. Just follow. It's simple. I mean, I don't know how to make it any simpler. How about we look at chapter 12? John chapter 12. We still okay? John chapter 12. And let's look around verse 26 maybe. John chapter 12, verse 26. It says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Well, that's simple. If you're following him, wherever he's going to be, that's where you're going to be. How simple is that? We okay? Huh? Now, I'm not trying to be sarcastic. Now, I'm trying to be helpful this morning. I'm trying to take the pain out of being a Christian for you that you've put in it. Because being a Christian ain't painful.
Amen.
Being a Christian ain't a misery.
Right.
Being a Christian is not a burden.
Amen.
Huh? It's what we add to it that becomes the misery and the pain and the burden. Because he is wonderful and his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And ain't nobody like Jesus this morning. Ain't nobody like him.
Amen.
But yet we're having a hard time. It's because we're making it complicated. Just follow. Just follow. Let me read that verse 26 again. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Look how blessed you are if you just follow. If you just go ahead and follow, then the Father will just go ahead and honor you for following.
Right.
He didn't say lead, he said follow. He didn't say figure, he said follow. Has anybody not got that yet? Does anybody understand what I'm don't understand what I'm saying? Huh? If we get in line and follow, now it's hunting season, there's always memories in hunting season. And I trained my boys to hunt, and we started out learning how to ginseng. And train them how what ginseng looks like. Then I train them how to squirrel hunt. People today don't know how to hunt. I'm going to tell you, we've done made our Christianity like modern day hunters. Modern day hunters, now they don't hunt. They buy a tree stand, set up in a tree, play on their phone till a deer walks under them and they shoot them. They don't know one tree from another. They don't know what tree's got nuts on them other than one they're in. And they don't know what tracks are. They don't know anything. And they just murder the animals that come by. They don't know how to hunt. But I was taught that what you go by the bark, you go by the leaf. You go by the bark in case there ain't no leaves on it. And you know, it don't do you no good unless there's no mast and no nuts or anything to hunt in the poplar patch because the squirrels ain't going to be in there unless it's hard times and they're eating poplar buds. You want to go where there's oak trees and hickory trees and beech trees. Everybody understand me, all right? But I always taught my boys the thing, but the one rule they always had, you're behind me.
Yes.
If you get in front of me, I'm going to slap you. I mean, that was it. I mean, that was, I know, I'm ancient, I'm a dinosaur. Lane Woods tells me every day we talk how old I am. And he said, when y'all was kids with the dinosaurs, what did y'all do? I mean, he's always, even this morning, He said, you killed squirrels there Saturday. I went squirrel hunting Saturday morning. He said, what did you use? Your ancient thing. I mean, this is, okay. So I know I'm ancient, but my rule was you follow me. It's not a hard rule.
Right.
Follow me. Well, there was times they want to walk beside me. Back of the head. You don't walk up here. You walk back there.
Right.
How simple is that?
Yeah.
How simple is that? See, years ago, I probably told you this. Years ago, I had some people come in. 10 people come in from Florida. And, of course, the people in Florida don't know nothing, you know, about mountains. I tell you how bad it was. I had a cousin named Troy. First time he come, was old enough, he spent days throwing rocks because they didn't have no rocks in Florida. He did. He spent days. You ask Mooney. He spent days throwing rocks. It thrilled him to pick up a rock and throw it. Didn't take much to abuse him. Okay. But I'll never forget, we went down, we was going to go down and show them the beaver ponds. You should be down below, lower in Winona. Beavers had it all, and they was bluegills in it. People went down there and caught fish bait and everything. Of course, you ain't allowed to, don't think you're allowed to use them for fish bait then, but anyway. Nevertheless, we went down there, and we started up through there. Now, down where I was raised, you know, there's rattlesnakes, copperheads. And we was down there in August when it's hot, and I knowed better. Pawpaw was leading us, you know. And I knowed better than getting in front of my pawpaw. I knowed better. I mean, I knowed better. But I was cocky and thought, I'm going to show my family that don't know nothing. I'm going to show them how to get up to the beaver pond. So around pawpaw I went. And I allowed they were going to follow me. And all of a sudden, I can remember being in the air. Because my pawpaw got me by the nape of the neck and just jerked me right back and set me down. You know better.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't explain to me the process.
Right.
He didn't explain to me the rule again. He just reminded me that I know better.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
See, I'm looking at you this morning, and some of you ain't in real good shape because you know better. You know better.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Huh? We okay? See, the rules are simple. Follow me. Now, when we follow, then we're taught.
Yes.
But if we don't follow, we'll never be taught. If we don't follow, we'll never learn. If we don't follow, we'll never be fruitful. See, when I started squirrel hunting, when I was 6 years old, I killed my first squirrel when I was 6 years old. And when I started following Papa and listening, I started killing squirrels. But had I not listened as I followed. See, there's added things after you follow. But you got to follow first. It's simple. Is everybody with me this morning? I'm trying to make this as simple as I know how. All right? So Jesus said, just follow me. Does everybody understand that? Well, Paul went ahead and went on with it. See, it's simple. Now, we have the written word, so we got more information. Is everybody with me? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. See, I'm trying to get you to understand this morning that you're in the shape you're in because you quit following. Now, if you're doing great, there's only one reason for it. You're following.
Yeah.
But if you're having problems, you've decided, you already know what to do yourself. See, when I was with Pawpaw, I didn't know nothing. I didn't even act like I knew something. I didn't even think about knowing anything because I was with my Pawpaw. My Pawpaw died. Daddy took over, and when I was with Daddy, I didn't know nothing. All I knowed was to do as I said, what it was said, follow. Well, now Daddy's gone. Now I have been put in the position of a leader with my children. And I don't explain everything. I didn't explain everything to Marcus and Philip. Just follow me. Now I get a hunt with Levi and Landon, Micah, and that's like hunting with the Three Stooges. That's what it's like. And they're being taught follow. See, if you ever get to the position you can teach, it'll be the same lesson to follow. See, it don't get more than that. Does everybody understand this simplicity here? Just follow. Just follow. Well, let's look here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul writing to the church here. And look what he says. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Boy, is that complicated? Be ye followers of me. So we need to follow. Now, it ain't going to be a different road. It ain't a different leader. It's just that Christ is not there in person for him to follow. Now he's got somebody else in front there as he's directing him, and we're following Paul. Is everybody with me still? Talk to me if you're understanding this morning. He said, just follow. Now, if you really get deep in that follow, it's not just to walk behind, but it's to imitate.
Right. That's right.
Do what I do. See, that's how we was taught to hunt. Step where I step.
Yes.
Step where I step.
Yes.
You know, walk in my step. Especially if it's dry. Walk where I walk. Because I'll mash the leaves down and it won't sound like an army coming through. Because the third one will be quieter than the first one was. Are you following me? Are you listening to me? How often do I say that during preaching? Are you following me? I say that a lot. Do I not? And y'all will. You don't believe you do that? Come up here and watch.
Yeah.
Huh? You ought to see some of the way you look at me. Follow me. Imitate. Follow me. He said, be ye followers of me as I follow Christ. Don't do what I do in my flesh. Follow me as I'm following Christ. Because Christ is the one we're supposed to be following. Does everybody understand? Well, let's go on. Let's go on. You still okay? How about chapter 4? 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. How about verse 16? How about verse 16? Well, we better start at verse 15. Look at verse 15. See, for though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Now there's a lot of importance right there in that verse.
Yeah.
Paul's telling the church here, he said, there's a lot of people trying to instruct you, but listen to me. I got you saved, now listen to me.
Yeah,
right. I got you saved, now listen to me.
Yeah.
Paul never once said he was perfect. He even never said he arrived. He said he was always attaining. He never got himself set up nowhere.
Right.
All right. But he said, listen, I got you saved. Now listen to what I'm telling you. Okay? Verse 16. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me.
Yeah.
Just follow.
Yeah.
Just follow. I got you saved. Now just listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Just listen to me. That's what Paul's saying here. Does everybody understand that? Is that simple or what?
Amen.
I mean, I don't know how to make it much simpler. How about we turn over to Philippians? Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Is everybody okay? Let's look at verse 15. It says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Now that's a good verse. That's a simple verse. He said, let's have the same mind. Be thus minded. Be perfect, complete. Let us be thus minded. And if you ain't like that, let's hang in there. The Lord will show you where you're wrong and he'll get it lined out.
Right.
Ain't that simple? Does anybody understand that? Is that verse simpler? Or talk to me.
Yes.
It's not a bunch of run around words. That's just simple.
Right.
Verse 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us all have the same. What was that we heard the other day, Brother Rick? That the rules ain't changed.
That's right.
Ain't that what Brother Eddie preached to us the other Saturday? He preached to us the rules ain't changed. He said, let us walk by the same rules. Let us mind the same thing. Yeah. Verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk as ye have us for an example. Ain't that simple. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mine earthly things. Now, Paul's saying, listen, I've done told you who not to follow because they're going to teach you wrong. Just be together and follow me, and if there's anything wrong here, the Lord will show us.
Right.
Ain't that what he said?
Yeah.
Is that simple or not?
Yeah.
Just follow.
Yeah.
Just follow. Just follow. Now, I didn't say follow blindly. Follow. He warned us not to follow certain things. I believe over in 3 John, he'll tell us, what is it, verse 7 maybe in 3 John, that we don't follow evil things.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody still with me?
Yes.
So we got to follow the Lord. We still okay? How about 2 Thessalonians? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Let's start at verse 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, starting at verse 4. It says, and we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. Paul is telling the church, and I got confidence you're going to do as you're told. Verse 5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly. Now I'm going to stop right there, and that does not mean if somebody over here done wrong that you don't associate with them. That's not what that's talking about. It's talking about people who has left the faith and are teaching false doctrine.
Yeah, that's
right. Anybody follow me there? It's not that we get our magnifying glass and see who's got lint on their clothes.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody with me? That's not what he's saying. Quit running around with him. That ain't what he's saying here. We still okay? Let's read it again. Verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. But why does he say that? Because I'm following Christ and you follow me. Everybody see the basis. Talk to me.
Yes.
Trying to help us this morning. Just trying to help us be a Christian.
Good preaching.
Alright? Now, look at verse 7. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Paul said, I didn't do what them guys done. We didn't get off on the wrong track. We're still following Christ. Now, you know that. Just follow me. I'm your example. Does everybody understand that? Now, is that any too complicated for anybody? But yet we find ourselves in a bind. We find ourselves with a burr under our saddle. Huh? We find ourselves not just, it's just too hard. I just can't go. Just follow. Get coupled up and follow. Let the motorman take care of it. Let the engineer go ahead and drive it. You don't have to figure it out. Just follow. And enjoy the scenery. Huh? I seen a cartoon a while back, and I just thought about it. It showed people on a train, of all things. It was a cartoon, and it showed a feller, and they was going around the side of a mountain, and the feller on the off side, he was looking out the window, and all was there was a cliff. He wasn't very happy. But the feller on the other side seen all the open to the gorge and the river and the plain. And he was excited.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to turn your head.
Amen.
Just turn your head.
Yeah.
Or is everybody okay with me this morning?
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you because you're sad. Why is it you are so sad? Is that not what Jesus, the resurrected Christ, told the disciples when they was walking on the road to Emmaus and they was walking around? He said, why is it that you're so sad?
Right.
Did not Jesus just die? Did not he tell you that he would meet you again in just a couple of days? Did he not tell you that? And he started at Moses and the prophets and expounded in the whole scripture. And then he said, did not our hearts burn within us?
Right.
When they realized all they had to do was follow. All you got to do is it's getting more than you can handle. Quit trying to drive the train.
Yes, sir.
Follow. Huh? You're messing it up. Quit it. Stop it. One of these days I'm going to play the video of Bob Newhart doing his counseling. That's where I've learned some of my counseling. If you ever want to look up, just look up Bob Newhart on YouTube counseling. You'll say, that's Mark Sechrist right there. Woman comes in, says, I got this problem. He said, stop it. She said, well, I need to just stop it. Well, but you know what? Just stop it. Just stop it. Can I tell you, it's the best advice. Just quit. Amen. Quit trying to do it yourself. You can't do it. Amen. You can't live it without Christ.
Right.
You can't do it without Christ.
Amen.
You can't love without Him. You can't forgive without Him. You can't walk without Him. I can't even walk unless He hold my hand this morning. Follow. Quit making it hard. You're making the travel miserable. Have you ever went on vacation with somebody that made the trip miserable? Huh? Have you not ever went somewhere with somebody? Well, that food was cold. Yeah, we'll go somewhere else. Oh, that food was not. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, the room was too cold. Oh, the seats. Oh, if we'd had better seats. Oh, I couldn't hear what they was saying. Oh, I couldn't see good enough. Have you ever went on vacation with somebody like that and just wanted to backhand them across the sand and say, go, I'll never go with you nowhere again. Do you know that some of you don't, nobody wants to go to heaven with you because you're making the trip miserable.
Hello.
They don't want to go with you. They would rather go to hell as to go to heaven if that's the way it's going to be. Follow. Just follow. It's not hard. It's simple. Just follow this morning. Is it simple or not? Is what I said true or not? Huh? That's why you don't want to be around somebody that goes, why would you not want to be around your brothers or sisters? Why? Because they're making your trip miserable. We okay? Won't you just follow? We still all right? All right, well, let's look at another aspect of it. Now, we done looked at Jesus. We done looked at Paul. Will you give me just a minute or two? You okay? How about Hebrews chapter 13? Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 7. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now Jesus come, made it simple, said, follow me. Everybody with me there? Talk to me. Made it simple, just follow me. He went to Levi. Levi's sitting there. Hey, he's a tax collector. You know, Matthew, Levi. Went and said, come, follow me. He didn't tell him what to do with these books, how to figure it out. He said, come on, follow me. And he rose and followed him. So what he done? Yes or no? Simple. Ain't that simple? He just left everything and followed Him. Huh? The Lord worked it all out. Follow the Lord. Or is everybody okay now? If you'll say amen, it'll help me at your understanding, at your head. Because I don't know whether you can hear me or not. We okay?
Amen.
Then Paul said, be you followers of me as I follow Christ. Ain't that simple? So I can read because Paul met Christ. Christ called Paul to preach. Said, I'm going to make you a light unto the Gentiles. So he's going to be the leader. He's going to be a light. He's going to be holding the light. He said, now follow me as I follow Christ. So I have no problem reading the epistles and reading where Paul said to follow him. I have no problem with that. Everybody all right there? But then now it's going a step further. It's going a step further. Now, listen carefully what I'm going to say now. I do not think I am anything of any. I'm not special. I may be special Ed, but I'm not special. Okay? But I've been called to give you the gospel and teach you the gospel. I've been called to teach you the word of God. That's what I've been called to do. And the Bible says, remember them which have the rule over you. And this is who he's speaking of. The pastors, the elders of the church. It says it again in verse 17. It says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken to you what? The word of God. So the word of God is our basis. It's not the person. It's the word of God is the basis. Everybody follow me? Now, the same rule still here applies. As we follow Christ, he come, they followed him in person. He tells us to follow him. That's them Odermen. That's who's running the train. And now he calls Paul and says, Paul, now you lead and you light, show the light. And he said, be followers of me as I follow Christ. Now it says here, for to follow those who have the rule over you, who has spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now I'm going to ask you to follow me. Listen, I'm not wanting a bunch to follow me because of me. I'm trying to get you to follow Christ. Does everybody understand the message?
There it is. Yeah.
Follow Christ. Well, here, let me give it to you real quick. And the first thing we're going to have to do, you're going to have to follow me when I tell you how you need to be saved.
Amen.
You're going to have to follow me the way I got saved. And how's that? I got saved the way Paul got saved. The way Philip got saved and the disciples got saved and the jailer got saved and thousands and millions of people got saved. I repented of my sins and trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior and Him alone.
Amen.
And when I believed on Him, He saved me. Follow me. You want to be saved? Follow me the way I got saved. I get to go back today where it all started 52 years ago this past May the 27th when I knelt down and asked Christ to save my soul. Can I tell you, it's wonderful this morning.
Amen.
Follow me to Jesus. Follow me to Jesus. I just want to show, don't listen, if you're going to follow me in everything I do, just mark that you're going to be in the broad patch. Follow me as I give you the word of God. Follow the word of God. Are you following me? That's what it says. Who has spoken the word of God to you, follow it. Follow their faith. We okay with that? Do they understand that this morning? So if you're not saved this morning, if you never trusted Christ, you need to this morning. How do I do that? Well, it's simple. God, I'm a sinner. I understand I'm wrong. I'm a sinner against you. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me of my sins? I receive Christ as my Savior. I don't know how to make it any simple. You come and receive Christ. Receive Christ. Now we're not going to receive Christ with communion. Because that ain't got nothing to do with receiving Christ. We're not going to receive Christ in baptism. Because that ain't got nothing to do with receiving Christ. You receive Christ by faith. By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's simple. Don't make it hard. We okay? Well, see, it goes further than just salvation. Huh? How about 1 Corinthians chapter 9? Are you still with me? 1 Corinthians chapter 9. How about we verse 14? How about we talk about now follow me in the way of salvation. I'm not the Savior. Jesus is. But I know the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I know the way. The way is Jesus.
Yes.
Follow me to Jesus this morning. Okay? Are you with me?
Yes.
All right, how about we follow him to service? Follow me. Follow me as I serve Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul says this, and this is what I become the same thing. Even so, verse 14, even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glory void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. See, this ain't following me. Everybody with me? For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. You want follow me, make yourself a servant to all, not to some, but to all. They know big eyes or little you, you serve everybody the same. I listened, whether you a Trump man or not is immaterial to me. I listened to Scotty Scheffler, the golfer. He's the number one golfer this year. I listened to him, the president come to the Ryder Cup or playing the Ryder Cup at big tournament. Used to be, I think, the President's Cup, wasn't it? But the Ryder Cup now. Didn't that used to be called the President's Cup? Anyway, he come and he encouraged all of them to play good. And they interviewed Scotty Scheffler and they said, what do you think of the president? Well, they allowed he was going to be a smart aleck. And he fooled them, reported. He said, well, let me tell you. He said, I've golfed with him personally. I've been with him in several days at a time. And whatever else he is, I never seen him treat anybody any different, whether they was the janitor or the waiter at the table or the one who owned a restaurant or the one who owned a golf course, that he treated everybody the same and appreciated them. Now, I don't care who that's said about, that is, to me, a great compliment. And that's the way we are to be. And that's the way I want you to follow me as we serve everybody. That it don't matter if they got green hair, purple hair, if they look like they fell in a taco box, if they wipe boogers on the walls downstairs and scrap the paint and write on the wall. Listen, it don't matter. That don't have nothing to do with it. It don't matter if they're drunk. It don't matter if they're dope heads. It don't matter if they're addicts of some kind. It don't matter if they, listen, you serve and love everybody the same. And if nothing else, I've tried to show you that. Listen, I come from the past, in church and watching my family serve God. The people walk down the aisle and then when they bent down at the altar, I have seen their shirt pull up and a fifth of whiskey be in their back pocket. They weren't thrown out of the church. They were welcome to come to church. I've seen that. Huh? We better not ever think we're serving the Lord and think we're better than somebody else. Huh? We better not. We ain't better than nobody. And if you think you're better than somebody, you might need a good dose of Jesus. Huh? That might be your best bet. Okay? What I want you to understand is everybody's the same. Now, Paul's going to let's go on and say this now. Verse 20 is where we're at. And to the Jews, I became as a Jew that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. Listen, I'm not trying to get a feather in my cap because we're seeing people saved and come to Christ. I want to enjoy this with you, the journey with you. Just pull the cars in, couple them together, and let's go to glory together, enjoying the ride. What do you think?
Amen.
Huh? Follow me. Follow me as I'm following Christ. Know ye not, verse 24, know ye not that they which run the race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may attain. And every man that striveth for the mastery and temper in all things, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Follow me in the way of salvation. Follow me in the way of service. I'm trying to tell you how to be saved. Been trying to tell you for years now, 40 years of pastoring in this county, trying to tell you how to be saved. Are you listening to me? Trying to tell you how to come to Christ. I've been trying to tell you after you get saved how to serve. Listen to me. And how about how to sacrifice? Huh? I'm afraid we only serve till it hurts. Huh? Let's look here. Let me see here if I can find it. Well, it's in here somewhere. Time out. I'll find it. Now, this would embarrass a lot of people. Here we go. Well, I had it wrote down if I just read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Mark, you got to pay attention to what you're doing. You don't mind if I have a staff meeting, do you? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's look at verse 14. It said, "Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you." I don't seek what you've got. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm seeking you. I want you to have a good judgment seat. If you're a Christian this morning, I want you to have a good judgment seat. You understand that? Does everybody understand that statement this morning? I want you to stand before the Lord in good shape. I want to help you. Okay? It says, "For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved." If you follow me, I'll teach you how to sacrifice. Because you don't do it. I don't do it to get you to love me. Because everybody don't love me. See, I am well known, but I'm not popular. There is a difference. Are you following me? Are you listening? I'm wanting you to see sometimes we need a sacrifice, and it's not about us. It's about others. It's not what we get out of it. No, no, no. It's you. See, do you understand that that's why I worry about the vacant seats? Do you not understand it's why I worry about the vacant seats on the bus? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you not figured that out yet? Have you not figured out that it ain't that I can say, "Man, we run this many"? Can I tell you, I run after all of you. Because how many are you running? Well, sometimes it's 250, sometimes it's 310. But I can tell you, I run after all of you. Have you ever, why do I call you every week on Friday? Why? Why do I call you every week to remind you that Sunday's coming? Why do I call you a lot of times on Saturday to remind you that the next day's Sunday? Why do I call you every Sunday morning, a few minutes after 7, and remind you to get ready for church on Sunday? Why? Then I may see you. Because there'll be something here to help you if you'll come. There'll be a testimony, a song, a lesson, a message, or God will just speak to you through the fellowship of His people to help you. If you'll come, see, it's not to build me up. What good does it get me? Huh? The men didn't have a meeting and say, "Preacher, if you'll run up 400, we'll increase your pay." I'm not here to take away what I got. I could care less. Mean nothing to me. Are you understanding? Just follow. Follow to where you're not worried about you. Is everybody look at me some more. Why don't you just follow where it ain't about you? It ain't about how you feel, what you want, that it's about others, it's about Christ. Won't you just follow that? Won't you come and follow me in salvation and just believe on the Lord? Won't you follow me in service and just be everything to all people? Won't you just go ahead and follow and don't be worried about you? Huh? Why don't you? See, it's really simple. Can I give you one more? I'll give you one more and we'll get ready. Cheryl, Andrew, and Trista, y'all find you some singing there. Y'all get ready to sing baptizing songs in a minute. Y'all still okay? I'm trying to help us this morning. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you in these last days falling out. I'm worried about you in these last days being some of the falling away. I'm worried about you in these last days getting sidetracked right at the finish line. Huh? I don't want you to stumble at the finish line. Man, we need to finish well. Huh? How about 2 Timothy chapter 4? Can I ask you this morning, would you just follow me until we see His face? Till we see His face. Huh? Can I tell you that I long to see His face? And I want you to long to see His face. I want you to be as excited about us seeing Jesus as I am about seeing Jesus. What Paul say here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, let's run down about verse 6. He said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Amen. Won't you follow me on to see Jesus? Won't you go ahead and just follow me until we see His face? Huh? Till we get to walk right in and hear Him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Yeah. Till we hear Him say, "Enter into the joys of the Lord." Till we see His face. And I thought, Brother Rick talked this morning, as Joseph brought his dad. And he went around and wept on him. And he didn't just weep, but it says that he spent some time there and wept on him because it had been so long. Yeah. Can I tell you this morning, you listen to me, that there's one that stands high and holy, exalted and lifted up in glory this morning. And when we get there, there's going to be time taken. And He's going to reach out them old nail-scarred hands and nail-printed hands and put His arm around us and say, "Welcome home, children. Welcome home. Look at what I got for you. Look at what there is. And all this time is spent with me. I want you to follow me till we see His face." And there'll not be a burden that you'll look back and say the burden was too heavy. There'll not be a tear that you'll wonder about. Not when you see His face, it'll all be over and all be forgotten. And the day will never end. Think about that. We get to see the one that's gone on. Man, they're getting further and further. It seems like it. The further we go, the more there is. And everybody's lined up to die. I told me and Yogi talk all the time, my buddy Yogi. And I say, I want to go and can't go. Been down to the edge trying to get to go and I can't go. Keep trying to give me medicine. Paul Sears said, "If you want to go, quit taking your medicine." Well, I may do it. I thought about throwing this old nitroglycerin away and tell him to forget about all of it. I want to see His face. But I don't want to see Him without you. I want you to come with me. I want you to come sing with me. Remember that song we sung years ago? Pat and Margaret sung it later on. Remember when I was up at Carl, we learned Reuben and Peg's song. "If I get there before you do, I'll be looking for you, or I'll just wait till the Lord calls me home. We've had memories and tears. We've been blessed with many years. Now we'll spend eternity with our Lord. Then we'll walk hand in hand throughout the promised land, down the streets paved with purest of gold. I'm so glad we made the start. Jesus Christ is still the Lord. Signed with love, I'll be looking for you. I ain't thought of that till just now for a long, long time. We used to stand and sing it arm in arm. Remember? We'd sing it up at Carl, arm in arm. Won't you follow me till we see Jesus this morning? Bow your head, would you, Cheryl? Go to the piano. I wonder, softly and tenderly. Clark, would you? Softly and tenderly. That's what they were singing the night I got saved. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. I wonder, are you saved this morning? Are you saved? If you're not saved, I wonder, would you look at me this morning? Won't you just get up out of your seat and come on where I'm at? Won't you come on up here to me this morning, would you? Won't you follow me? Let me tell you how to be saved this morning. Won't you come? Won't you come? Huh? Oh, you ought to be saved this morning. If you ain't serving, if you ain't looking at things right, if you ain't willing to give and give yourself and not worry about you, maybe you got a bad case of selfishness. Well, won't you slip out of your seat and find your place and kneel around this altar and say, God, I'm sorry for being so selfish. It ain't about me. It's about you. It's about others. Help me just to be a follower. Maybe you have a hard time being a Christian. Won't you just say, I'm going to quit all this other. Just follow Him. Won't you come on this morning? I believe His needs here today. If you'll just take the help. If you'll take the help that's offered, why don't you this morning? Won't you come? Father, speak to every heart, I pray. In Jesus' name.
It's 296. Amen.
Let's stand right now.